When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may have a low-temperature, slow-cooking smoker, egg, or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic weekdays, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies, anytime you want with the speed and ease of a USA-made Solaire infrared grill. Go to besthotgrill.com/hot to get your free How to Choose the Right Infrared Grill guide to see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Great food fast with Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Welcome back, folks, and joining us now is Gerald Slinty, and it's Wednesday, and the day that a new Trends Journal is released, and we got the cover of it. See if you can pull that up, Travis. It says, whether you love tariffs or hate tariffs, that's not the question. Sometimes you need a dictator, says Trump, and I can do anything I want. And that is the issue. That is the issue, folks. As with so many things with Donald Trump, it's not so much what he does, but it's the way that he does it that is disastrous and dangerous as well. Thank you for joining us, Gerald. And of course, folks, if you want to get the Trends Journal, again, released every week on Wednesday, great source of information. We're going to talk about some of the featured articles on here today. You can get 10% off if you use the code NIGHT at trendsjournal.com. Thank you for joining us, Gerald. You were spot on with that coverage, spot on with that.
Yeah, it's his quotes. That we're not making it up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a dictator. I can do anything I want. I mean, you know, what? Who the hell are you to say this crap?
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you left $500 million worth of real estate, all right? I'm a little spoiled daddy's boy. Again, that's a fact. His brother Robert, who I had lunch with back in 2017, he told me when the father died back in 2002, left over $500 million worth of real estate to the family. That was back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how much is that real estate worth? There's nothing more than a sport. Who the hell is he to say sometimes you need a dictator. I could do whatever I want. How about we the people? Screw you. What do you mean we the people?
And he's one of the most corrupt presidents I've ever seen in my life. In front of everybody, he's out there enriching himself using his connections. Of course, he claims it's his family, just like Lutnick claims it's his family that's out there doing this stuff. But the amount of money that he's made in crypto, as he's manipulating things, as he's essentially getting paid for his influence. And he's not even trying to hide it, except to say that it's Don Jr. and Eric who are doing it. You know, when I talked about this the other day about Trump losing his tariff authority, I said, you know, he immediately illustrated why this should not be done by one individual, why it's in the Constitution that you don't have one individual setting these things up. Because immediately he says, all right, that's it. 10% on everybody in the world. And within 24 hours, he's jumped it up to 15%. Yep. You know, all this stuff about Trump always chickens out, the taco stuff, that's not true. He's not chickening out. But he's always changing his orders. That's really what TACO stands for. Trump always changing orders. And it's that chaos that has been so destructive to the economy and to individual companies. Nobody can make a plan because he's constantly changing the rates. You never know what he's going to do. Did he have a bad night last night? Is there somebody in another country that he's angry at? He's going to jack up the tariffs.
Going back to what the family, this is one of the articles in this week's Trends Journal. And by the way, if you put in night, it costs the grand total of $2.50 a week, pennies a day. And the magazine is about 185 pages this week. You read what you want, geopolitics, socioeconomics, high-tech science, AI. It's a magazine. Anyway, and it's in different languages, and you could read it online, print it out as a PDF. But anyway, Eric Trump backs, quote, low cost per kill, end quote, Israel drone makers merger with small Florida construction company in hopes of making the taking the company public.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Yeah. Kill for profit.
Yep.
The Machiavellian industrial complex.
Trump's son takes victory lap at World Liberty Financial Conference at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, they're not about world liberty. That digital currency, as you pointed out back in 2020, he said, from dirty cash to digital trash. So that's all about surveillance and control. It's not about global liberty. It's about global tyranny and surveillance and controlling when people can spend money and when they can't, what they can spend money on and what they can't spend money on, and where they can spend money, where they can't.
Look at all the money they're making on this. Billions of dollars they're making already.
That's right.
Billions on all the different deals that they're doing. Oh, and now it's where they're going to build another $1 billion Trump Tower. I forgot what country.
Australia. It's Australia. Yeah. Going to be Australia, the tallest building in Australia. Yeah, what he is doing is, at any other time, he would be impeached for this kind of corruption, but they're just letting him do whatever he wishes.
Well, again, talking about letting him do whatever he wishes and what's going on with Iran, as you were talking about, an article in this week's Trends Journal about that issue, about how, Trump puts U.S. on the precipice of war with Iran. Hardly a peep of resistance.
That's right.
In Congress or mainstream media.
That's right. Yeah, the only resistance that I've seen put up against it is Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna again.
That's it.
Pushing this thing, and they've tried to do this before, but they don't have the votes. Even with the Democrats and Republicans, because, again, it is this is something that Israel wants, and so they're not going to go against that.
Well, that's another article. Yeah. Khanna, Massie say they'll force a vote on war powers resolution amid risk of war with Iran. But then again, we go on to show that they're not going to get the votes, and even if they get it, Trump is going to veto it.
Yeah.
And they're not going to get a two-thirds vote to override the veto.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's sad, and we're just sleepwalking into this thing. One of the things I think is interesting is that you've got people like Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance are trying to distance themselves from this because the military is telling them, hey, this is not going to be anything at all like what happened in Venezuela. Of course, it isn't. I mean, that we're not trying to do nation building there yet, and they just went in and kidnapped a guy. This is completely different, and the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is talking about the fact that we're low on allies and low on ammo. And China is stocking them up with anti-ship missiles and that are supersonic and designed to travel just over the surface of the water and that type of thing. So this is going to be something could be very, very expensive, politically damaging a lot to a Trump. People aren't paying attention to it now. If you lose one of these aircraft carriers, people are going to pay a lot of attention to it then.
Yes and no, because here's what happens. All of a sudden, there'll be an attack against the United States and we have to go to full war against Iran. He'll do something, a false flag event. Oh, Let's go back again to the facts.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
We've talked about this a dozen times. Anybody could Google it up. On July 26, 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt seizes all Japanese assets in America. Why? Because those dirty Japanese invaded French Indochina. Wait a minute, French Indochina? You mean France that invaded about 26 countries during that time? And you got the nerve to call Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia French Indochina? And what the hell do I care? I'm an American.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the UK and the Dutch East Indies, what the hell are the Dutch doing in Indonesia? Shut the hell up, all right? We're doing the same thing the British are, where the sun never sets on the British Empire, stealing, ravaging, and pillaging. Okay. Those three countries cut off three quarters, you could Google it up, History Today, three quarters of Japanese trade, 88% of their imported oil, they only import 100%, and stole their money. I can't understand why they bombed Pearl Harbor back a couple of months later.
That's right.
What I'm saying is they're going to do something. They'll blame Iran after they attack Iran for attacking the United States, and the people will swallow it just like they did in World War II, did in World War I. Okay. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle Do or Die. All right?
That's right.
How about the dot-com bust, again, which we had forecast in the Trends Journal back when it was a quarterly, now it's a weekly. In September of 1999, we said it would bust by the second quarter of 2000, which it did in March. What happened? No, NASDAQ was down 80%.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? 9/11.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. Everybody forgot about it. So when you're talking about go to war against Iran and how the people will be opposed to it, now, there'll be a false flag event that the people will support a full-fledged war.
I agree.
They do it all the time.
I agree. As a matter of fact, I had a clip, and I messed it up. I couldn't put it in the deck the other day. But I had a clip that I came across a couple of years ago. A guy's talking to one of these meetings that they have, one of these globalist meetings, you know, like the Council on Foreign Relations or something. And he's recounting all this stuff. He goes, yeah, you know, we had the Gulf of Tonkin event, and we had Fort Sumter. We had Pearl Harbor. We had Remember the Maine. He starts going down all these different things. He goes,
yep.
So it'd be really helpful if Iran were to attack us first. And the people kind of halfway laughed and then applauded. And that's exactly, I think, what they're going to do. You know, I talked about this the other day, talked about it on Monday, Gerald, when we had all this stuff that's happening in Mexico. And I said, you know, if they wanted to do a false flag event, they could do something and either, you know, step aside and let the cartels do something, or they could do something themselves, of course, and blame it on the cartels and say the cartels were allied with Iran. And then it's on, right? We got wars everywhere. It's a nice distraction. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that they could pull this thing off. And of course, we are incredibly vulnerable here in America. Our infrastructure is incredibly vulnerable. Our border is vulnerable. You could have individual saboteurs come across the border very easily, come into this country and take out massive amounts of infrastructure. That's the kind of stuff, really, when you look at Ukraine and Russia, they're attacking each other's infrastructure, power generation stations and stuff like that. That's really going to be the key issue there. And that's something that they could easily do here in America as a false flag attack and blame it on anybody they wanted to blame it on.
You got it. In cyber war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Of course, the cyber war, you know, when they do that, we even had the CIA had their tools hacked, and WikiLeaks first put out the manual, that was Vault 7, showing that they could disguise themselves to look like anybody that they wanted to look like. And then the entire code was leaked by the people who stole it. So now, I guess even the small countries can make it look like they're anybody that they want to make it look like. And so whenever they tell you that there's a cyber attack and it was done by our enemy over there, you can take that with a grain of salt. There's no way that they can determine that. They've even got programs to make it look like it's whoever they want to make it look like.
They'll make up anything they want.
Yeah.
And again, they lie all the time. Right. You forgot that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're
right.
We're back to baby incubator time now again, I guess.
Yeah, remember that one?
Kuwait, yeah.
Oh, and who was the woman that was the saying this? That was her father was what? An ambassador or something? You know, it was a whole lie. Mm-hmm. And the people bought. They bought from the old man, Bush, and from that little clown boy, his son.
That's right. And I just remind people again, you know, when you talk about the lies about weapons of mass destruction, that was one of the things when Trump was running for president the first time. He was talking about the fact that we were lied into war with Iraq. And that was unusual for a politician that's running for presidency to say that, that the entire Iraq war was based on a lie about weapons of mass destruction. And yet he put Gina Haspel, the person who covered all of that up, the person who sent the whistleblower, John Kiriakou, to prison, he put her in charge of the CIA. So on the one hand, Trump tells us this is all based on a lie. There were no weapons of mass destruction. And then he puts the chief liar and torturer in charge of the CIA. That tells you a lot about Trump, doesn't it?
Yep. And you better be careful what you say, because people, they love Trump so much. Somebody posted on after I did the podcast last night. My shotgun wants to blow your brains out.
Wow.
You
wow.
effing guinea. Yep.
Wow. Wow. Well, yeah. I guess, yeah, that's something I've been seeing for quite some time. I haven't gotten any death threats.
I'm getting a number of them.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
And again, you can't come out against Trump, mm-hmm. because you got to believe Trump's lies. You mm-hmm. don't believe the lies. How about this one? This is when he's running for president back in 2024. We want to have peace on earth all over.
Mm-hmm.
September 25th. We're going to have peace through strength. We will not have to fight. October 12th, 2024. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars. October 20th, 2024.
Yeah.
I'm moving quickly to end wars, settle conflicts, and restore the planet to peace. I want peace. January 25th. 2025. One lie after another.
Oh, yeah.
One lie right after another. How many times did he bomb Somalia? Oh, I think it's about 130 times now.
Mm-hmm.
Bombed
mm-hmm.
Iraq, bombed Iran, bombed Syria, bombed Yemen, kidnapped the president of Venezuela and his wife, killing people on boats against international law.
That's right.
Killing them right in front of, right? Nobody cares.
That's right. That's right. Nobody does. It's a shame. And you know, when you look at him lying, just the whole justification, he didn't say much at all about Iran. He doesn't have to. He just does whatever he wants. And yet, people called out Susan Leavitt, the White House spokesperson, yesterday. I played the clip. They said, Trump said with Operation Warhammer, whatever that he called that thing, said he destroyed all the nuclear capability of Iran. He's boasting about that. And yet now, we have to go back because Steve Witkoff says they're just a couple of weeks away from having a nuclear weapon. says, how can both of these things be true?
You mean Steve Jerkoff?
Yeah. How can both these things be true? They're mutually exclusive.
Witkoff, Jerkoff, Lutnick, Skutnik, Slutnik. Look at the slime balls that we got. Look at them.
That's right. That's right. And so they tell you in the same statement about what is happening with Iran, they contradict themselves. And of course, she just she accuses the mainstream media of lying about everything when she's lying about what's going on with Iran and the nuclear program. The same lies that we've been told from Netanyahu for over 30 years. And then right after she has that encounter in the afternoon, Trump repeats all of that stuff as part of his State of the Disunion. You know, he says, we destroyed their nuclear program, and so now we got to go back and destroy their nuclear program.
Yeah.
And nobody ever calls him on that. It's truly amazing.
We have an article, a guest article in this week's Trends Journal. Trump is Netanyahu's puppet.
Yeah. Yep.
That's by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who was the former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan. That's the same Paul Craig Roberts that wrote this article in the Trends Journal back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Washington is driving the world to the final war. World hegemony is not a right America has earned.
That's right.
Washington concluded that Russia needed to be confronted with or distracted by problems that would leave the Russian government less confident or able to counter Washington's aggression elsewhere. Ukraine presented the perfect opportunity to Washington to advance its hegemonic agenda. In a speech at the National Press Club last December, which was 2013, Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland boasted that Washington had invested $5 billion in non-governmental organizations, NGOs, in Ukraine for the purpose to teach democracy.
Democracy meaning coups, right?
They overthrew the government, the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych.
Yeah.
People have no idea about this. Not a word. Oh, and who did it? Oh, the Azovs, the Nazi Ukrainians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that created that false thing at Maidan Square.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may have a low temperature, slow cooking smoker, egg or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic weekdays, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies, anytime you want with the speed and ease of a USA-made Solaire infrared grill. Go to besthotgrill.com/hot to get your free How to Choose the Right Infrared Grill guide to see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Great food fast with Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Yeah.
People have no idea about this. So anyway, another article by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts in this week's Trends Journal about how Trump is Netanyahu's puppet. Oh, and I forgot. about Sheldon Adelson's wife, Marian Adelson. How much did she give Trump in his election? They say between $100 million to $250 million. This is the Trump that when her husband Sheldon Adelson gave him $100 million, he moved the Trump when he was president the last time, moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and said to Israel, "Hey, you know that land you stole from Syria in the Golan Heights? It's yours."
Well, that's basically what Huckabee is saying this week. You know, the entire Middle East belongs to you.
Huckabee. So, yeah. By the way, that was the other thing. Huckabee, you talk about Lindsey Graham. How the hell could this little piece of crap jerk off over there in South Carolina keep getting so much damn press for decades? Little Lindsey Ballas Graham.
That's right.
And all I gotta hear this crap shooting out of this clown boy's mouth. Now, I'll tell you a story. Back in the day, I used to be on all the major media, you remember. And I'm up here in Kingston, as you came, you've been up here. Back in the day, they used to have the satellite trucks doing the broadcast live. Fox. Obama's overthrowing the government of Libya, right? I'm on with a former CIA guy on Fox. And what happens? We got to take a break now. We got to cut. Senator Lindsey Graham would be on. This is a live broadcast. I got to hear about Senator Lindsey Graham. They've been promoting this little piece of scum for how many decades? A little nobody.
That's right.
A little nobody who loves war that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag.
And what does that tell us about the Machiavellian industrial complex? These people who are making millions every time they fire off a missile. Yeah, of course, we want more missiles fired off. I mean, you know, that's one of the things Dan Kane was saying. He says, we've depleted so many of our missiles, you know, we during defending Israel and giving them away to Ukraine, all the rest of the stuff. We don't have any left for our wars, you know. So I guess we're going to have to write a big fat check to the Machiavellian industrial complex. And of course, that's why Lindsey Graham is on all the time, isn't it? Because he's their salesman.
Yep. A little nobody.
Yeah, that's right.
Literally a ballless little clown. That's or is right. it Miss Lindsey Graham?
Yeah, that's right. So
a little nothing. These little scumbags that wants to go like a huckleberry, a dingleberry. Go fight or shut your mouth.
Yeah, I agree.
Anybody that supports war in another country, go over there and fight or shut your damn mouth.
Yeah, Mike Huckabee is not an ambassador for the U.S. He's not an ambassador for Christ either. That's the reality of both of those
things. Fairy tales.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear your fairy tale anymore.
Well, he's got it wrong in terms of what he's looking at, I believe. And he's completely lost the plot that Christ gave us. That's the key thing. And he doesn't care about America either. He doesn't even regret you know, his meeting with Jonathan Pollard, one of the biggest traitors to the U.S. ever.
Yep.
He supports that because Huckabee himself is a traitor, I think.
We wrote about that in the magazine this week.
Yeah, I think we got to reestablish the connect. No, we don't. Okay. Are we okay, Travis? Okay, we're going to keep going here. I think we're all right for a little while longer here. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the marketplace because, you know, the Dow at 50,000, he mentioned that again, and Pam Bondi said, you know, shut up. Stop asking me questions about Trump raping kids. The Dow's at 50,000. Somebody put out a meme showing the stock market crashing and said, well, can we now investigate Epstein now that it's below 50,000? And, of course, when we look at the stock market, it's not only the fact that most Americans don't have any equities in the stock market. And as a matter of fact, when you look at the stock market, the rising Dow is based on the fact that you've got just a couple of stocks around AI like NVIDIA and others, and it's such a narrow rally that it kind of looks like a needle, doesn't it? That could be busting a bubble. And so what do you see happening with that?
Well, again, we have a number of articles in the Trends Journal about the money leaving the equity markets and going to Europe and Asia. And when you look, they're bragging about the Dow at 5,000. But when you're looking at how much the other equity markets are going up, America is way behind.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, is
And
it the Dow at 5 or 50? I forget. There's one of them. They have different exchanges that are there. But
yeah.
the key issue that Trump doesn't want to talk about is, well, let's look at gold at 5,000, right? You want to talk about your stock index at 50,000. What about gold, and why is gold there? That's a vote of no confidence from a large marketplace, I think.
Yes, we went on the air. Gold was at about $5,190, and silver keeps breaking over the marks. It's way beyond. It's below where it's high, but still way up there. And precious metals are going up because the global economy is going down. Again, we have an article in this week's Trends Journal. It's in our economic update, showing about how the money's flooding out of America. And we write, indeed, this is also one reason why Europe's stock markets are gaining record inflows as investors pivot away from U.S. equities. And the reason is that all this overinvesting in AI. And according to LSEG data, Stocks Europe 600 trades at a PE ratio of 18.3. The S&P in the United States, the PE ratio, 27.7. It's way, way overvalued. Again, the money is pouring out of the country in stocks and going to other nations. And again, what we're saying is here, they just had a big meeting in India last week. It was called the India AI Impact Summit. Hardly reported in the mainstream media. You had the top people, the top high-tech guys from Google, all of them, going over to India. India's going high-tech. China's going high-tech AI. They're investing very heavily in this. You don't have to be good to math to figure this out. You put India and China together, what do you got? 2.8 billion people
Yeah, that's
versus
right.
346 million in America. And then you had a lot of world leaders going to this AI Impact Summit in India. They're going to go AI. They overinvested in the AI markets in America. And as you pointed out, it's the few companies, the quote, Magnificent Seven and others, that have jacked up the equity markets. There's going to be a dot-com bust 2.0 in America. They're going to crash. Asia, China, and India are going to lead the charge. You're talking earlier, before I even came on the air, about the United States ramping up the war with Iran and all the ships out there, the money being spent. The business of America is war, and the business of China and India is business.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the key thing. If we're smart about this, we understand it's not the trade deficit, it's the budget deficit of our government. And that is completely being ignored by Trump. Many people have pointed out in the past that that in and of itself is a huge threat to our safety and security. It's a threat to our economic security as well as our safety. Because always in the past, when you look at how America has prospered, and done, I shouldn't say prosper, but how they've done well in war, that's been predominantly based on our productive capacity. Whether you're talking about World War I, World War II, or the Civil War, things like that. That is really the key thing. And if we are so heavily in debt, we can't do that. And there's a couple of other things I wanted to cover that are in today's newly released Trends Journal at trendsjournal.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Robots not able to fill worker shortage, says a Chinese executive. This is one of the articles you've got. And this is kind of unusual because we're so used to seeing the hype from U.S. AI executives that they can do everything and they can do it now. They're actually tamping down the expectations a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, again, they're doing it so you keep investing in their companies. Mm-hmm. That's why they keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing with the whole AI. But it's going to be the future, but it's not right now. Trends right. are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age, and die. The robotic trend is still in infancy. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be the future. And when you put the robots and the AI together, you're going to see a lot of jobs lost.
Yeah.
And what happened when the beginning of the week, you saw the equity markets on Monday really take a crash because of these new AI that's making a lot of software companies, they don't need them anymore. Mm-hmm. And you saw a big, big drop in them, but then it came back up because, well, we're going to work together and make, no. It's going away. AI is the future. Again, you look at the data and how the kids in school, they're not learning anything anymore. They're all chatting it out.
Yeah.
It's the future. Love it, hate it. Want it, don't want it. Another article just came out, it was in the news, about how young people aren't going out dancing anymore.
Yes, yeah. They don't do anything. They stay at home and, interact with the computer.
Exactly.
But while we're talking about the manufacturing stuff and everything, I said for the longest time, even going back to Trump's first administration, that we're going to reshore manufacturing. I said, they're not going to reshore manufacturing until the robots are ready. And now we got Lutnick, just the last couple of weeks, basically saying the same thing. This is going to be great. We're going to have completely automated factories and all the rest of the stuff. So it's like your manufacturing jobs are not going to be coming back. They're
You're
only
right.
going to bring back the manufacturing when they've got the robots that are going to be able to do this stuff, when they can replace people with this. And it's not just going to be the robots walking around that have two legs and two arms. They've got a lot of robots, for example, at Amazon, and just like you see with the car companies, robot arms that are there, or robots that are like Roombas that get underneath a shelving thing and pick it up and move it to another spot and go through and pick the shelves. That's what they're going to be doing.
And think about it. Think about the Industrial Revolution, how it began, mm-hmm. and how it keeps getting more and more industrialized. So it's the future. And it's going, again, you got to put all the trends together. Look at the Gen Z. Is it one of our things is a Gen Z revolution? They're mm-hmm. overthrowing countries all around the world. And look what happened in New York City, the biggest city in America. They elected a guy that nobody ever heard of a year ago.
Yeah.
This is Zoran Mandani. Why come? Because Gen Z has no jobs. And this guy calls himself a democratic socialist. Don't worry about it. You don't have a job. Get free healthcare, free bus rides. We're going to have government stores, grocery stores. One thing after another. We're not going to allow you to raise the rent. We're going to build more buildings so you can live in, more projects. There's no future for the young people.
Yeah.
And that's why you're seeing this Gen Z revolution. And it goes back to robotics. It's going to happen. It's just not there yet, but it's going to keep increasing.
He's offering them jobs shoveling snow.
Yeah.
And their controls are so lax. They got all these people laughing about it and putting it up on social media. Yeah, I just showed up. I got a shovel and just walked out here. And I didn't do anything at all. Just took the paycheck. And that's basically.
But again, they have no future.
Yeah.
The big zone, everything.
That's right. That's right.
When you and I were young guys, we say that. I say this all the time. There were grocery stores, hardware stores, drug stores, shoe stores, clothing stores, fish stores. Now they're all chains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not my language, the language of a guy by the name of Benito Mussolini. The merger of state and corporate powers is called fascism.
That's right.
Welcome to America.
And they can't compete against Wall Street because Wall Street has got essentially unlimited amounts of money available to them. Look at Moderna. They operated for 10 years before Trump gave them the warp speed position and gave them a lot of money to build their manufacturing stuff for it. But they never had a product. They always had happy stories. And they would put these stories out there and they'd pump and dump it on Wall Street and make a lot of money. And for years, we competed against Blockbuster, the video stores. And they didn't have a profit after they were bought by Paramount, by what's the holding company that had Paramount? It's Sumner Redstone, Viacom. Viacom bought Blockbuster, and they never made a profit again after that. But they continued on like a zombie company for like 15 years because they kept getting money from Wall Street. They didn't have to compete on Main Street. As a matter of fact, they could build additional stores. And that's what they did where we were. They would pick one small mom-and-pop chain at a time, and they would put a store in front of every one of their stores until they drove them out of business. Then they'd pick another mom and pop and do that. And they were doing that as they were losing money left and right, but they were getting the money from Wall Street. It's like the Federal Reserve financing a bankrupt federal government. You see, it's almost impossible to compete against Wall Street and the big box retailers anymore. Yeah.
Again, it's this is one of your covers of the Trends Journal back in 2011.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
That's right.
Christ went into the temple. Who was here? Oh, Citi, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. Again, they talk about the equity markets. The top 1% own 54% of the equities.
Mm-hmm.
When you put the 10% in, the numbers would be around 92%, which means 90% of we, the people of Slavelandia, own 8% of the equity markets.
Yeah, that's right. That's why it didn't matter to anybody when Pam Bondi tried to deflect from the Epstein things. Like, come on, guys, the Dow's at 50,000 or whatever. It's like, who cares, Epstein lady? You know, we don't really care. That you're talking to your donors there. You're telling your donors, we'll keep protecting you from what from exposure with Epstein because the stock market is doing well. So stick with us.
Oh, like the cover of the magazine last week.
Mm-hmm.
If Epstein's name was Epstino, oh, it'd be a different story. Oh, hey, the mafia. Hey, look at the mafia. Look what they're doing. Look what they're doing. Hey, yeah. Hey. All right?
That's right.
If it was name, if he was an Italian, oh, my God. Oh, hey. Hey, but he's a Zionist cat.
Yeah.
All right? So shut up.
That's right. Working with the CIA, working with Mossad, that's your license
again,
to do whatever you wish.
Again, if his name was Epstino, all of this data would be released. That they're holding back this data is disgusting.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace.
It is. It is. Well, one thing we've seen this last week as well, we didn't have much time to touch on it, is the total betrayal of this idea they're going to make America healthy again. That bit the dust big time with not only compelling, an order from Trump saying we're going to ramp up the production of glyphosate and we're going to give them liability protection by bringing in a Defense Production Act that's there. Total betrayal of what he promised people, as well as the fact the Trump administration is pushing back against fluoride. But you got an article about how high exposure to ultra-processed foods in early years can make your child dumb. Talk about that. It's another one of these things like fluoride, right? The chemicals
again,
in these things.
Again, look at, there used to be a song by Fats Domino. They call me the fat man because I weigh 200 pounds.
Yeah.
That was 1949. I looked it up. The average weight of men back in 1949 was 155 pounds.
Wow.
Now the average weight is 206 pounds.
Wow.
And you're talking about how it affects your brain.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it in our Trends Journal this week. This is how it, again, it went out last night. Tonight, President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address at the U.S. Capitol. According to a new Reuters Ipsos poll, 61% of Americans say that Trump has, quote, become erratic with age, which means essentially he's out of his mind.
Yeah, yeah.
It has nothing to do with being erratic with age. I'm the same age as Trump. The older you get, and if you keep on learning, the smarter you get. It's because he eats crap food. Look at him.
Yeah, you know, he's teasing all this stuff about the UFO thing, and somebody did an AI joke video. Showed this UFO guy on the lawn of the White House and goes in. Now Trump is sitting there with him in the Oval Office, and he introduces him as an extra cholesterol as the two of them are eating McDonald's. Well, that's all the time we got for today. Thank you so much for joining us, Gerald. And again, the new Trends Journal out today, and you can save 10% off of it. Get it for $2.50 a week. A tremendous amount of information that's at Trends Journal. Thank you so much, Gerald. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.